ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
We're reading in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's appearance in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Prithu, and text number 16. Not only did Lord Vishnu appear, but he also gave instructions. He's speaking here.
Varam cha mat Kanchana Manavindra Vineshva Teham Guna Shila Yanchittaha Naham Makair Vai Sulabhas Tapobhir Yogena Va Yat Samachitta Varti Varam Chamat Kanchana Manavinda Vinishvate Ham Gunashila Yantittaha Naham makair vair subalas sulabhas tapobir Yogindra vayat samachitta varti Varam cha matkan chana manavindra Vinishvate ham gunashila yantittaha Naham makair vair sulabhas tapovir Yogindra vayat samachitta varti Varam cha matkanchana manavindra Vinishvate ham gunashila yantitaha Naham makair vair sulabhasta pobir Yogena vayat samachitta varti Vinishate ham gunashila yantita Yogena vayat
Varam cha matkanchana manavindra
Vinishvate ham gunashila yantita Naham makair vair sulabhasta pobir Yogena vayat samachitta varti Varam cha matkanchana manavindra Vinishvate ham gunashila
Yogena vayat samachitta varti
Chittavati.
Param Chamat Kanchana Manavendra. Varam, benediction, cha, also, mat, from me, kanchana, whatever you like, manava indra, O chief of human beings, vinishva, please request, te, your. Aham, I, Gunashila, by elevated qualities and excellent behavior. Yantritaha, being captivated. Na, not. Aham, I, Makai, by sacrifices. By, certainly. Sulabha, easily obtained. Tapobihi, by austerities. Yogena, by practice of mystic yoga. Va, or yat, because of which. Samachitta, in one who is equipoised, Varati, being situated. Translation. My dear King, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior, and thus I am very favorably inclined toward you. You may therefore ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by performance of sacrifices, severe austerities, or mystic yoga. But I always remain equipoised in the heart of one who is always equipoised in all circumstances. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Vishnu was very pleased with Maharaj Prithu's good character and behavior and offered him a benediction. The Lord openly says that performing great sacrifices or undergoing the austerities of mystic yoga practice cannot satisfy him. He is pleased only by elevated character and behavior. But these cannot develop unless one becomes a pure devotee of the Lord. Anyone who has developed unalloyed, unflinching devotional service unto the Lord develops his original good qualities as spirit soul. The spirit soul, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material modes of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But when one is transcendental to all material qualities, all the good qualities come out. These qualities of a devotee, 26 in number, are listed as follows. 1. Kind to everyone. 2. Does not quarrel with anyone. 3. Fixed in the absolute truth. 4. Equal to everyone. 5. Faultless. 6. Charitable. 7. Mild. 8. Clean. 9. Simple. 10. Benevolent. 11. Peaceful. 12. completely attached to Krishna. 13, has no material hankerings. 14, meek. 15, steady. 16, self-controlled. 17, does not eat more than required. 18, sane. 19, respectful. 20, humble. 21, grave. 22, compassionate. 23, friendly. 24, poetic. 25, expert. And 26, silent. The Lord is satisfied by development of the transcendental qualities of the living entity, and not by sacrificial performance of sacrifices, and not by artificial performance of sacrifices in mystic yoga. In other words, unless one is fully qualified to become a pure devotee of the Lord, one cannot expect to be liberated from material entanglement. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Yuvishesha Sunyavari Paschatya Desatarine Uma Gyanam Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Militam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpat Trubhyas Chakrita Sindhu Bheva Chapatitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So, Maharaj Prithu has performed a sacrifice, and the Lord has appeared and now asks him, request any benediction you want. He says, because of my attraction to you. But he didn't appear because of the sacrifice, he says here. That's not what attracted me. After all, many people appear, perform sacrifices. The Lord doesn't personally show up at them, but here he came. He says that when Maharaj Prithu performed sacrifice, even ordinary people could see the Lord, the demigods. They all came. So why is he attracted? Because of his guna shila, his good qualities and his excellent behavior. Yantritahan, captivated by these and not by sacrifice, maka, tapa, yoga. None of those things will attract me, but because of you. And so he says, because of which, as Prabhupada nicely puts it, I remain equipoised in the heart of one who is equipoised in all circumstances. This is the nature of samachitta, equipoised. And I am bhakti, I am situated in that person. So this is how Krishna is he's attracted to the devotees, because of their good qualities, and really nothing else, simply by performing sacrifices and doing big things, performing yoga, whatever. Prabhupada says artificial. If one has good qualities, sacrifices will be there, austerity will be there, all these things will happen as a result of those good qualities. But if one tries to do these things without the good qualities, that's when Prabhupada refers to them as artificial performance of sacrifice and mystic yoga. The Lord will not be attracted by those things. So there's some good points here. How did one develop elevated character and behavior? Prabhupada says, Anyone who has developed unalloyed, unflinching devotional service unto the Lord develops his original good qualities as spirit soul. And in the he's quoted here from the Bhagavatam, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Kinshana Savairagunaistatta Samasate Suraha Arava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahatguna Manoratinasati Dwan Davato Bahiti. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifest. Sivair gunair tatra samasate sura. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualities, qualification, because he is engaged by mental concoction and material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. This is Bhagavatam. Yasya asti, whoever has this devotion to the Lord, therefore these all good qualities of the Lord and the demigods are there, live there. Well, this has always been an interesting one for devotees. However, he who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualifications, because he's engaged by mental concoction, material existence, which is the external feature of the Lord. Devotees sometimes say, well, we see that non-devotees sometimes they have good qualities. And, what about that? But what this means is, another time Prabhupada translates this is, what is the use of the good quality of those who the Mahatguna? So even if somebody who is not a devotee, even if they have good qualities, what does it benefit them ultimately? We see all the time that in this world, somebody, like in a battle, say somebody's fighting for Nazi Germany or something like that. So those soldiers have all kinds of good qualities. Martial qualities, ability to bear up pain, ability to with courage and force to fight and dedicate themselves and throw away their lives for a high cause, right? All those good qualities. What comes of it, huh? Because they're engaged in something that's actually very, very vile. So all their good qualities actually produce evil. Basically, any material endeavor that people engage in, you may see some businessman or something like that, people in the pursuit of wealth perform great austerities and penances also. What is the result? So that's why even if there is some good qualities, they don't really account for anything. And as for a devotee, they develop transcendental qualities. Now, how do they come about? How do they appear? They appear of their own accord, is the indication here. Because these, anyone who developed unalloyed, unflinching devotional service unto the Lord develops his original good qualities as spirit soul. So actually, the good qualities are already there. It's not that somebody has to bring them in from the outside. They're already there, and they just have to be recovered or uncovered. So Prabhupada explained this spirit soul, as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has all the good qualities of the Lord, although in minute quantity, but still qualitatively the same. So the qualities that Krishna has also there in the spirit soul. When the spirit soul is contaminated by the material modes of nature, one is considered good or bad with reference to the material qualities. But one is transcendental to all material qualities. All the good qualities come out. That's what Prabhupada described as come out. They become manifest. And now he lists, he cites these 26 qualities of the devotee, which are mentioned here. This is the list in the Chaitanya and Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is speaking this in the 22nd chapter who's he speaking to? The Rupa Goswami or something? Which one? Yeah, this is Sanatana Goswami. They discusses these here. And so this is the list that Krishna gives. Now there's another list, is actually, although it's in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, and although it begins the same, Gripalur Akrita Drohas, but then in the next line, Titikshu Sarvadehinam Sarvas, it's a different list actually. It lists 28 qualities, and there's some overlap. This list is cited by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is an important one to notice in the in his Harinam Chintamani. He lists these qualities under the discussion of the offenses against the holy name. The first one is sadhu ninda, blaspheming a devotee, a sadhu. Well, what's a sadhu? Well, sadhu is here. A sadhu is a person who has these, he quotes this as these 28 qualities. And, if a person doesn't have all 28 qualities or 26 qualities, not a sadhu, so I can say anything nasty about it. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, no, that's not right. And he says, one quality is essential. The essential quality, and all the others are lakshana. They are supplementary qualities, or they're there, but they're not the essential one. The essential one. This appears in both lists. Krishna says in the 11th canto, when he's speaking to Uddhava, "Matsharana, surrendered to me," and here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishnaika Sharana, the word Eka. Here, Matsharana, surrendered to me. Here, it's Krishna Eka Sharana, surrendered exclusively to Krishna. Eka, Ma Mekam Sharanam Vaja, surrendered to me and to no one else. So this is the surrender to Krishna. He says this is the essential characteristic. And if that's there, there's a sadhu. Because you may not see, that can be there, and you may not see all the other good qualities yet manifest. He says, because there may be in someone who's surrendered completely to Krishna, traces of, some faint traces of former sinful activities, like a tendency toward bad habit, or traces of a bad upbringing, rough language, or something like that. That essential quality is there, then nothing else should be counted. So he says, a sadhu, no one should not hold against the person caste, any sinful activities one committed before becoming a devotee, any faint traces of previous sinful activities are still there that haven't been extinguished, or any kind of like accidental fall down that may happen. He says these should not be counted. Anyway, having said this, this is a good list. Let's go through it. The words have different meanings here. You know, we have to look at this. The first one is kripalu. Kripalu, which here in our text today is kind to everyone. And here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is merciful. And the same word occurs here. Kripalu. There's a little gloss. Devotee cannot tolerate seeing the world merged in ignorance and suffering the whiplashes of Maya. Therefore, he busily engages in distributing Krishna consciousness and is called Kripalu, or merciful. And that's a sign of mercy. That mercy means that you give people Krishna consciousness. And the next one, interesting word, akritta droha. Now, akritta droha, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, droha, the word akritta means not doing. And then droha means injury, offense, malice, treachery, things like that. So here in the word for word, akritta droha, Prabhupada has in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, not defiant. But then in the running translation, humble. He has humble. And here, in this list, does not quarrel with anyone. And here, akritta droha, even if someone, what are they doing, the word for word? Akritta droha, never injuring others. Yeah, so all these are within the meaning of akritta droha. It also means humble because even if somebody is offensive towards you, you do not become offensive in return. Now, when somebody says to you, "You creep," and then you respond with something even heavier, you know, and then you have a contest to see who can be the most obnoxious. That's the kritta droha means you don't do like that. So here there's a whole discussion of a kritta droha. Even if someone is offensive toward a devotee does not become offensive in return. Indeed, he never acts against the interest of any living entity. That's a really nice way to think about it. One may argue that great Vaishnava kings such as Maharaj Yudhisthira and Pariksit Maharaj executed many criminals. However, when justice is properly administered by the state, sinful, destructive persons actually benefit from their punishment because they become free from the severe karmic reactions to their illicit activities.
Vaishnava ruler never gives punishment not out of envy or malice, but in faithful obedience to the laws of God. The Mayavadi philosopher who wants to kill God by imagining that he does not exist are certainly Kritya Droha. Yeah, the Droha is directed toward God. Or most injurious to themselves and others. The impersonalists imagine that he himself is supreme and thus creates a most dangerous situation for himself and his followers. They put everyone into difficulty. Similarly, the karmis who are dedicated to material sense gratification are also killers of the self, because by their absorption in material consciousness they lose all chance of experiencing the absolute truth and the truth of their own self. So see, Kritya Droha means also non-violence. It's another way of saying ahimsa. So therefore, a person who's engaged in sense gratification is killing his own self, is injurious to his own soul. What is it called? Atmahan. He's killer of the soul. That's the word that's used. The killer of the soul. Therefore, all living entities who come under the control of materialistic regulations and duties are unnecessarily harassing themselves and others. And a pure Vaishnava feels great compassion and concern for them. A devotee never uses his mind, body, or words to perform any act harmful to the welfare of any living entity. Also on this list later on is Manada Amani. Manada giving respect to others, Amani without expecting any respect for oneself. So in different ways, humility shows up. So that's also an aspect of a Kritya Droha, because not taking offense or not becoming belligerent anybody else. And then the third one here in this list. Which Prabhupada translates here as fixed in the absolute truth. In the Bengali, satya-sara, which is translated here thoroughly true or truthful. But here Prabhupada says fixed in the absolute truth, satya. Because satya means truth, but also means the absolute truth, and sar means essence. Has the word being so. Someone is such a sar, meaning their essence is satya. So therefore, fixed in the truth or fixed in the absolute truth. So if you take your truthfulness and you fill it out all the way, it means fixed in the absolute truth. Here in the Bhagavatam, that's also listed. Although it's number four rather than number three. A devotee always remembers that he is the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is omniscient, the reservoir of all pleasure and ultimate enjoyer of all activities. By avoiding activities outside of devotional service, a devotee remains fixed in the truth, does not uselessly waste time, and thus become bold, powerful, and steady. That's such a sorrow. Then things go off in different directions here, too. Sama. Fixing the absolute truth. Equal to everyone. Yeah, that's Sama. Which means equal to all. Then faultless, which is nidosha. Same every here. Vadanya, magnanimous, or charitable, same thing. Here it's charitable, magnanimous.
Mridu, it's mild, and Suchi, clean. Akinshana. Here Prabhupada lists Akinshana as simple, which is one meaning, but the more elaborate meaning is without material possessions. Akinshana. Kunti Devi says this to Krishna, that you are the possession of those who have no possessions. So even if one is explained that even if one has possessions, not being attached to them in any way, so therefore that's the quality of being very, very very simple. Benevolent. The word in here is sarva upakaraka, working for the welfare of everyone. I think this one, yes, sarva upakaraka. This is a nice commentary here. Neglecting one's selfish desires and working for the satisfaction of others is called paropakara. Whereas causing trouble to others for one's personal gratification is called parapakara. Paropakara, parapakara. A devotee, see, working for the satisfaction of others is para upakara. Others is para upakara. And the other one is para apakara. Just working, causing trouble to others, so one's apakara. A devotee always works for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, who is the resting place of all living beings, and thus the devotee's activities are ultimately pleasing to everyone. Krishna is the perfectional stage of welfare work. Since Krishna is the supreme controller of everyone's happiness and distress, foolish persons under the influence of false egotism, considering themselves to be the ultimate well-wishers of others, execute superficial materialistic activities rather than tending to the eternal happiness of others. Because the devotee remains pure and engages in missionary activities, he's everyone's best friend. Gotta get some devotional music for these phones. Some of you can program your own tunes in there. Prabhupada explains in many cases that this Krishna consciousness is the highest welfare work. Welfare work means to want to relieve your neighbors, relieve others of their distress. Then, if we understand why people are really distressed, then you get to the root of it. And so the root cause of everyone's distress is the identification of the self with material bodies, consequent to forgetting their position as Krishna's servant. So therefore, it's the highest welfare work. This is not appreciated always by people who are on the bodily platform. And people who have committed many crimes making money then feel good about themselves by later taking a portion of it and distributing it. Thinking, now I'm a great benefactor of others. But this is not actually real welfare work. Let's go through. We're not going to make it all the way through here. So mild, clean, simple, benevolent, or merciful to others, sara upakara. Shanta, peaceful. And then 12 here in this list, Krishnaika Sharana. Krishna Ega Sharana. Surrendered exclusively or completely to Krishna. Exclusively surrendered to Krishna. And then the next one, here it has no material hankering, akama. What it says here, a little disturbed. Oh yeah, in this list, see, it's a little different. In the 11th canto, Kamayar Ahatta Dhi, whose intelligence is undisturbed by material desires. No, amounts to the same thing. Has no material hankerings. So it's the same one. Aniha. Here, let's see, Aniha. What Prabhupada translates here as meek. But here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, indifferent to material acquisitions. As in, the meek shall inherit the earth. Those who are niha. Aniho. Okay. Aniha is here too. The things are not in the same order when both are there. Here it says free from worldly activities. Indifferent to material acquisitions. Yeah, same thing. Steady. It says here. Stira. Fixed or steady. 16. Self-controlled. Oh yeah, okay. But this is Vijita Sadguna has conquered the six bad qualities. Sat is six, right? Sadguna, the six bad qualities. I think it's in this list too. They are hunger and thirst. Lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. The six faults. Bad characteristics. That's usual when they name the six. Although here it says lust, anger, greed, so maybe there's more than one lip of temper. So here this is usually the six bad qualities. Anyway, all of those. Self-controlled. Does not eat more than required. Mittabuk. Eating only as much as required. Sometimes this is, any sense gratification, not just eating. Sometimes we have to admit the book. 18. Same. Apramatta, without inebriation. They are not inebriated. Sane is a quality. We like to see that quality. Pramadaha means insanity, actually, or, you know, any kind of bewilderment or disturbance of the mind. Apramadaha, it's here also, cautious and sober. One who forgets the Supreme Lord is more or less crazy. Yeah, because everyone is deluded, right? Anyone who forgets Krishna is basically insane. Because it's the standard insanity. Everyone thinks that's the normal condition. They don't know they're crazy. No wonder the unfortunate qualities or characteristics of crazy, because you don't know you're crazy. As soon as you begin to realize it, then you're on your way to being sane. So, yeah, apramada, not bewildered, without inebriation, sane, as he says here. 19, respectful, manada, willing to give all respects to others. This amanina, manadena, manadena, manada. Mana, giving respect to others, and amani, not being not expecting anything, not expecting any honor from others. Which is also humble. Gambira, grave. Prabhupada describes this quality somewhere else as not revealing everything that's in your mind, kind of being self-contained. Sometimes you sit down with people, whatever they think that there's going on in their head, they immediately have to share with you and chatter away endlessly, and then go on websites and write web blogs and think of whatever they're... So this is Gambira actually means deep. What's the real meaning of the word? Literal meaning of the word is deep. Let's see how they do it in here. Gambira. It's hard to find it because they're not in the same order. In the 11th canto. See, Gambir Atma, not superficial and thus unchanging. That's one. Little commentary on this Gambiratma. As a devotee merges into the ocean of Krishna consciousness, his own consciousness becomes deeper and deeper. Ordinary superficial persons hovering on the material platform cannot fathom the extent of the devotee's awareness. So that's the other aspect of gravity. In other words, like just chattering on the mental platform, expressing everything, and then things that are very deep sometimes cannot be expressed in that way exactly. You have to, it can be indicated or shown by behavior, but to speak of them well requires certain circumstances. Karuna, it's compassion, compassionate. Friendly. The word that's used here is Maitra. That's the companionable kind of friendship, as between equals. Maitra, Mitra, that kind of a friendship.
24, Kavi, a poet.
That's in this list here. Let's see. Yeah, Kavi. Kavi also means learned, too. The word, yeah, Kavi is a Krishnadas Kavi Raj. Like the same word in English that doctor originally meant. Doctor meant learned. Like Thomas Aquinas is a doctor of the church. And I think, what, he was a physician? And then he was a learned person. Then later on, physicians got to call themselves doctors and so on. But they do that also, like an Ayurvedic doctor is called a Kavi Raj also. But actually meant learned, or also poetic. Here there's a commentary on it in the 11th canto. A devotee is expert in studying the transcendental qualities of Lord Krishna and is able to show the harmony and compatibility of the Lord's apparently contradictory qualities. This is possible through expert knowledge of the absolute nature of the Lord. One who is always able to understand the truth of Krishna consciousness without opposition or confusion is called Kavi, or most learned. So that's another aspect of the word Kavi, poetic. Then Daksha means expert. Expert, really, expert in spreading Krishna consciousness. Here in this list, the word in the 11th canto is Kaudya. Expert in reviving the Krishna consciousness of others. Kaudya. And then Mauni. Mauni is silent. Or Prabhupada explains that different places. Not speaking about anything except Krishna consciousness or anything, not speaking any nonsense, as he says. Those are the good qualities. When Krishna lists these qualities in the Bhagavatam to Uddhava, he concludes about the saintly person perfectly understands that ordinary religious duties prescribed by me in various Vedic scriptures possess favorable qualities that purify the performer, and he knows that neglect of such duties constitutes a discrepancy in one's life. Having taken complete shelter at my lotus feet, however, a saintly person ultimately renounces such ordinary religious duties and worships me alone. He is thus considered to be the best among all living entities. Any questions? You know, I have to sit down. I just realized this is 26 and this is 28, since they're not in the same order. And sometimes when you're the same order, I got to sit down sometime. I didn't have enough time after I realized to do this. Of course, that's immediately what I wanted to do, being that kind of an academic squirrel to find out. That needs to be done. I don't know if anyone else, you know, I'm sure somebody else has done it already, but.
Which ones were
that? The ones that I did, the Kripalu, the 26 qualities, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 20, 22, texts 78 to 80 they're listed. And the corresponding list in the Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 11, 29 to 32. Those are lists, the 28 qualities. But you can always see that even some of the qualities are overlapping meanings of the earth. Yeah.
We see the main important quality.
That's Krishnaika Sharana. That's the essential one. That's the essential quality. Swarup Lakshana. This is the Swarup Lakshana, the essential one. And the other ones are secondary. The primary quality is surrender to Krishna. Because if that one is there, then the others will develop. Yeah.
Isn't that also the essence of the Bhagavad Gita? 1866 or 1865.
Yeah, Mame Kam Sharanam Bhajans. You give up all of the Dharma and just surrender to me exclusively. Yeah.
What's the difference between Kripalu and Karunika?
It's the same. It seems here it's the same to me, huh? Oh, well, Kripalu has more of the sense of that you cannot tolerate the it's the same. You cannot tolerate the sufferings of others. And Karunika. But yeah, the paraduka duki. You cannot. This is what. That a Vaishnava, a Prabhupada quotes this, is paraduka duki. He suffers when he sees the sufferings of others. Otherwise, no suffering is there for the devotee. But paraduka duki. This is mentioned. This place this comes from is some verses in praise of Sanatana Goswami. By Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes Sanatana Goswami as paraduka duki. As far as I can see, they're synonymous, but there may be some subtle shadings of meanings, but I'm not quite sure. Yeah.
How does it when one's suffering like that?
What?
When one's suffering like that, how can you be peaceful?
You can't. You can't be
peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, peaceful in the sense that he has no anxiety for himself. And also you can actually, it means that you work to alleviate the sufferings of others, but at the same time you know that you're not the doer. It's good to remember when spreading Krishna consciousness that we are not saving the world. Lord Chaitanya is saving the world. That's his responsibility, not mine. And that my job is to do whatever I am able to do to the best of my ability, and the results are up to Krishna. So in one sense, if people mean you just sit there and do nothing, like that's wrong. But so you have to do something. In that sense, you're active. But you can be peaceful when you're active because you realize that it doesn't depend upon me. Now, anyone who's active in the material world on fruitive activities is obviously not peaceful, is disturbed. But so you just have to remember. That's why Prabhupada said at one time, I was there actually when he said it, one should go out with, talking about book distribution, go out with the desire to distribute thousands of books, but not to be disturbed if he doesn't even distribute one. Later on, some of our leaders taught a devotee to be very disturbed if they didn't distribute one. But actually, he said, it doesn't mean you're supposed to be complacent, but you understand that I go out, I make every endeavor. But if I'm successful in my devotional service, it's because of Krishna doing something, not me. Krishna, I'm not the fool. Okay? Anything else? Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai.